We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumhold, and I am very, very happy to be joined in the studio by Jennifer Clark. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Jen is a local photographer, and if you're a longtime listener of the show, you may recall that we met her a couple years ago doing our usual sort of preview of the sideshow. And at the time, Jen, I interviewed you. I think you were the first person I interviewed that day, and you were hanging your photos as we talked. And that was your first ever showing of your art.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, you are getting ready to do the opening for your first solo show.
That's right.
At Grassroots downtown. Now, back when I met you, you had kind of just gotten started, and you were doing like a lot of still life and stuff like that. And since then, I've gotten to watch you sort of emerge as one of the premier rock and roll photographers in town. How did you get started photographing bands?
Well, it actually goes back to sideshow. As part of your duties when you're going to contribute to that particular show, you have to volunteer. There's no entry fee. No money is involved whatsoever, actually. You do have to donate 4 hours of your time. And I chose, what would be the coolest way to use my time? Okay, I want to be a roadie for the bands. I'm going to work backstage, meet all the cool bands, and, you know, see what I can see. It'll be really fun. So I did that. And I actually met Todd the Fox, because he was the volunteer coordinator for the show then. So he was my... Like, and he was working really like hand in hand with Jeff Opt, who was running the music. So I got to, you know, see how they do things and get to know them like well right off the bat, just working with them so much. And let's see, it was that first day. Todd actually had a gig like during the show, like that night he had a set, and I had never heard his music before. I hadn't met him before that day, and something about his music just pulled me in. I had never taken a photograph of a musician before in my life, and like I had just taken to carrying my camera everywhere by that point, so I just kind of, like a magnet, got pulled in and said, what is this? This woman is scratching metal against metal, and there's a piece of glass going up and down these guitar strings. I have no idea what's going on, but I like it. Since then, well, that was where it all began that night. And then the next day, I ended up, my other volunteering stint was as the assistant volunteer coordinator. You have to like man the volunteer check-in booth, and I did that for 2 hours the next day. So he was like my boss again right there. So those 2 days were like, all right. So I got to know him pretty well. It's like, so how long have you been doing this? You know, what got you into it? Why do you do this? The life of a musician. He told me about his basic background, everything, how long he'd been playing. And then it kind of dawned on me, because for a while I had been wanting to learn the guitar, and I hadn't found anyone that like really spoke to me as a teacher. And it just dawned on me, like, huh, you're gonna teach me guitar. And he did. Well, actually, I switched to bass a few months later.
I was going to say, I thought you were a bass player.
Yeah, I love the bass. But yeah, he ended up teaching me bass guitar. At least, you know, for 6 months, I took lessons with him. It was really fun.
So from that first, the way you described, you know, that sort of first introduction really to the music scene and to sideshow and all of that, it sounds like you were already kind of thinking of music in visual terms, like just the way you described, you know, metal on metal and a glass slide and all of that. Did that click with you pretty quickly? Because one of the things I love about your work is that you capture a lot of the action that is involved with live music. Was that something that clicked with you pretty early on when you started photographing bands?
Now as I look back through my work over the past several months, I've definitely noticed some themes, some constants, and there's definitely strong angles, and usually there's some kind of an emotional component. And I feel like the angles contribute to that feeling of action and movement. And emotion and action are always, you know, there's got to be some kind of impetus for a movement or something. So the long way around your answer is, I feel like I feel like I'm stuttering a little bit. All right, help me break it down.
Well, you've got you brought some of your photographs here, and I'm looking at them, and one of the things I love about them, you brought all black and whites here, and you're right about the strong angles, definitely, and the emotion. You definitely capture a moment in time for each of these musicians. We've got Todd the Fox here. We've got all different kinds of musicians laid out before us. And sometimes I think in a rock show, especially, there's so much happening, and you've got these singular moments, an expression or one action, somebody lifting their guitar. Let me rephrase the question a little bit then. How are you kind of picking and choosing those moments, or do those choices kind of come later and you're just shooting nonstop during the shows? How are you determining, what you're going to shoot when you're out at a show?
The way it usually works is, and especially true with someone I don't know or haven't seen too often before, is I take a bit of time to observe and watch how they move and how they express themselves. And that's how I prepare for any kind of movement they might make, and what to watch out for as far as, like, the way their songs ebb and flow. Like, I can feel if a song is about to come to a big crescendo or if there's going to be a guitar solo, I can tell that that's coming. And, depending on the guitarist, I can tell if it's going to be crazy or if it's just going to be kind of, an interlude and then he's going to go back to singing. I guess basically just taking a step back and observing the big picture, literally, I guess, helps me to try to find my place in it. And like you said, there is a lot going on, but going in and picking out that sliver, that moment, I guess it just requires being as connected to the performance as the musician is to the audience. And I mean, you have to be in it, and you can't be wondering when the waitress is going to return with your drink or, expecting a text message from anyone. You have to just put your phone away and just be in it. And I think that's really what the musicians are asking of us anyway. So, I mean, they're not out there for the sit, just to hear themselves. I mean, I do that at home. I can just play my bass in front of my computer, and, there's something to these people that they want to come out there and affect you. And I feel like what I'm doing by taking those slivers, those moments out of time and showcasing them for others is, showing the audience what they can appreciate. Like, mm-hmm. This is what I saw and I want you to see it because these people are working really hard to affect you.
I know you've done a lot with Rock and Roll Playdate over throughout its existence, really. What was that like, sort of getting to be a part of, a weekly gig with a lot of new people, but also a lot of returning musicians that you could sort of observe and capture over and over again?
Well, that's been kind of another magical experience. That open mic, it's so different. It's not your guy strumming in the corner. It's interactive. The guy that put it together, Jay Madewell, he's a drummer. And what I really liked about what he did was he had a pile of instruments in the corner of the stage, like a tambourine, a shaker, some little eggs, like maraca-type eggs. And some cowbells.
Gotta have the cowbell.
It encourages people to interact and to be involved, and doesn't leave anyone out. The way that started, like how I became involved in it, was Todd invited me to check it out. He said, "You might enjoy this. Come have a look." And I would go whenever he invited me, and then eventually I would go regardless of who I knew was going to be there or not, because I just felt comfortable. And then a few months into it, there was this one regular, Sandeep, who comes all the way from Columbus. He usually brings like a whole car full of musicians with him too, and they're all phenomenal. He's kind of a genius. He's like, he just comes out of left field with these brilliant ideas. He actually told Jay that I should be the official photographer, and I should have access to the Facebook account, and, you know, I should take more of an active role in organizing the playdate, and it'll help the playdate gain a wider audience. It'll be a great platform for me, and I think it's changed everything, like all of us, for the better. So props to Sandeep for that. Thank you, wherever you are.
What's it been like for you, you know, having gone from, in a few short years, you know, first showing your work to, I know you've had your photos published in association with articles about local musicians in the City Paper and Dayton Daily, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What has that experience been like for you?
It's been kind of cool. It's been like a fridge moment. Like, you put them, it's kind of like going back to school and like having an A on one of your reports. You know, you give it to your mom and she hangs it on the fridge. It's kind of like that, except now the fridge is the internet. And so, yeah, my mom can still see it even in like New Hampshire, or my friend in Alaska can see it. Hi, Jenny. It's just been pretty huge. I'm still kind of overwhelmed. Like, I had no idea that when I got my camera years ago that it was going to be capable of, you know, producing. Like, you know, you buy this camera and you think it's going to take family snapshots. And then you kind of, like, just twist it around and, you know, make it do and say all these weird, crazy things. And sometimes beautiful and poetic things. And, you know, I'm kind of, like, humbled, I guess, just, you know, that technology is out there and there's still so much I have to learn to say what I need to say before I can say it. You know, it's been a really, really fun ride and I still want to keep going. Like, I want to see how far I can go with it, I guess.
We're talking to Jennifer Clark. She is going to have an art show. It's her first solo show. It opens next weekend, first Friday, at the Grassroots Enrichment and Wellness Center in the Oregon District. Tell me about putting together this show. Was it hard to pick which pieces you were going to include in the show?
Yes, it was.
How did you make those choices? Was it just pulling out your favorites? Did you have to sort of prioritize, like, oh, I need, you know, this representation of these bands? I mean, was that a consideration as well?
Yes. I went first with my favorites, the ones that tugged at the heart the strongest. And then I decided that I did need to kind of represent the whole body of work. You know, it doesn't have to be an equal representation, but there should be all the different elements. Like, I have a section for guitarists. I have a section for vocalists, and regardless of if that's a singer, like a singer from Playdate. We have one of the pictures here. His name's Rogan. Then we have a couple of hip hop artists, Dipspit and Dump Truck and Tino. I've got some pictures of them up. And then we also have, I've noticed a couple of interesting patterns. One of them is parents and their children playing music. I've got one of Tim Gabbard and his son Aaron. They came out for Rock and Roll Playdate back in Father's Day earlier this year. It was Tim's birthday as well, so Aaron said, yes, for your birthday and for Father's Day, I will come out and play bass for your set. And I thought that was such a sweet gesture. And it was a very nice set as well. and he's actually a really, really, really good bassist. And I had a set for a while where I would play bass with anyone who was willing to get up there with me. So he got to observe my elementary level of bass playing. And I got to hear the full critique afterwards. No, it was like constructive critique. It was very, very well said. Not mean in the slightest. But anyway, I also have a picture of a mother-daughter duo, Lindsay Campana and Linda Smith, her mother. They have a band called Fire and Ice. They're amazing, too. They actually have spent some time with me at Jay Maywell's practice space, just helping me learn some new songs and some different bass patterns. So they've been very encouraging in my musical growth in their own way.
Do you feel like photography has been kind of an entrance or a ticket into this community? I see you now as this part of this big community that's sprung up, you know, both in the music scene, but also especially around Rock and Roll Playdate. Do you feel like because of your work, you've sort of, you know, met all of these people and experienced all of these things that you may not have if you were, you know, not on this quest to make art.
I don't think I would have. I had been looking for different opportunities to collaborate with other people. I have this ongoing, like, project in the back of my mind that I'm still working on. I've been working on for years that I did a trial run a few years ago with some friends from work who said, all right, Jen, we'll humor you. We'll come out after work and we'll be models for your photo shoot. Well, it was like a sci-fi nature plot line. And it's still like, I haven't really hashed it out all the way through yet. But like when you don't have too many people to get involved with and they're not necessarily that artsy or weird, it's going to be hard to get your projects off the ground. And yeah, definitely having this ticket into a bigger community of people that are kind of just up for anything has been really, really beneficial for me. And I feel like actually like doing this has improved like my life as someone who appreciates music, but also I feel like the music has improved my photography. Like, you know, learning to play bass helps me, like being on stage helps me to empathize with people that are on stage. And, you know, now I really like, I see what they were going through, or I saw what they were going through before, like what it's like, but now I understand, like I feel it. And, you know, I had done performing before as like a choral singer, a choir and whatnot. But it's so much different, like communicating with others via your instrument or just body language and eye contact and stressing out about amps blowing up and the sound guy maybe being good or maybe not being good. It's like there's a lot more to it than just showing up when your chorus teacher says to show up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the show opens next Friday. How long is it going to be up?
Well, it's actually, part of it has been up for a while. The five pieces that I brought in tonight were part of a show at the Yellow Cab building. Jeff Opp had put together The Art of Music, and I had them there for the month of September. That was part one of my rock and roll photography tour. Part two is, the second tour stop is Grassroots, and that they're going to be up for the whole month of October. October 4th, Friday, they're going to be there from 5 to 8 o'clock. That's going to be my artist reception. And then they're going to be up for the rest of the month. So, you know, if you can't make it at that time, please do stop in and say hi to Lisa Patrick Wright while you're at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've got other stuff coming this month that we're going to hear about on a future show, some shows that you're actually booking now. And I'll just leave that as a tease because in October we're going to be talking more about that. But if people want to check out your other work or connect with you online, where should they go?
I have a website. It's www.jenniferfoto.com. That's JenniferFoto. And then I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/JenniferFoto.
Jennifer Clark, check out her work. First Friday is the artist reception and opening of her rock and roll photography show, her first solo show. It's at Grassroots Wellness and Enrichment Center in the Oregon District, owned by the wonderful Lisa Patrick Wright. And Jen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.